We go to our Broncos and Nuggets insider, Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. How do you think that works in general, Troy, your history of following coaches, the ripping the team to have them built back up? And frame it, perhaps, if you can, in these type of moments, championship moments.
Yeah, it's unusual. Usually coaches at this time of year are sending messages to the refs about how the way the game's being called. Sometimes they're sending messages to their team, but it's typically not involving effort. It might be about schematic stuff, but it's unusual. But we know Malone picks and chooses his spots. His guys trust him. I think what you saw with Jeff Green afterward and, you know, other players, they're not defending themselves. That's the good news. It's not like Malone's criticizing something that they're not all aware of. The fact that they had effort issues and attitude issues in a championship setting is odd to me, but we've seen this from this Nuggets team. I can think back to that Toronto game during the regular season when they gave up like 49 points in a quarter, where we're all like, okay, are they going to like figure it out defensively? And they could not figure out the pick and roll. They could not figure out how to close space on threes. Caldwell Pope was just running into guys just haphazardly, and Michael Porter Jr. played like he did like 2 years ago. So I would think that they got the message, and I'd be surprised if they don't play much better, especially defensively, tomorrow night.
All right, Troy, you just mentioned Michael Porter Jr., and there's definitely an inconsistency to his game, and some of the remarks from Michael Malone clearly were pointed at Michael Porter Jr. Can you think of a guy who's been counted on the way that Michael Porter Jr. is counted on, but has gotten better because his coach is constantly riding him and in some cases embarrassing him publicly?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he's had a tough love relationship with him from the jump. I mean, we all wanted him to play sooner, and it was very clear Malone didn't trust him because he didn't play defense and he didn't do things right schematically. But they seem to have ironed it out. If you follow Michael Porter Jr.'s dad on Twitter, you know, the buy-in and all these guys, they play like Jokic. They all understand it's a selfless team. And for whatever reason, MPJ, he just got caught up in his old ways. He was, you know, he wasn't making shots, and that was the old MPJ. Not make shots, then it was hard to argue. Why is he on the floor? Because he doesn't rebound. He doesn't play defense. Well, all that went away. He's been playing defense. He does rebound. He's 6'10". He's a walking mismatch. So I'm not crazy about it, but he's done this with him before. It would be an odd time for MPJ to resist it. I mean, maybe in the offseason he takes it up and says, hey, enough. I'm over being treated this way. But this would not be the time to put himself above the team. It really wouldn't, especially coming off the game he just did. I'm not crazy about it. Some guys need a pat on the back more than they need a kick in the butt. We all know that, Chad. Guys are different. He's kicked him in the butt over and over. That's his way of motivating him. I would probably change that this offseason, given what he's done, the gravity of his play. But right now wouldn't be the time for that argument. Right now is the time for him to go back and just buy in, get over it, get over yourself. There's a bigger goal at hand rather than you scoring 18. We need you to score 8 and play defense.
What do you expect in game 3?
I expect him to play well. I expect him to win, actually. I know they're favored. Miami, they have a better home court advantage than people realize. I know the crowd in Miami gets ripped, but it's still a loud environment. I mean, I've been at Marlins playoffs games. I've been at, you know, in that area when it's a playoff setting, they come out. It's a celebrity-type crowd, and it gets loud still. It's more of a party than you would think an old-school screaming crowd, but it's still an advantage. I just think that they're going to play better defense. It really comes down to me. It's really simple. If the Heat shoot well from 3, they're going to beat the Nuggets. They shot almost 50% from 3. That's insane. That's disgusting. If they only shoot 30%, the Nuggets are going to win easily. But they've got to defend the pick and roll, and they've got to create different spacing defensively. You can't have NBA guys getting open looks. Chad and I were arguing about Duncan Robinson. He's right. Robinson earned a max contract for a reason. But guys like that can't beat you if you're playing disciplined defense. If they're making contested shots, you tip your cap. When they're making shots where there's nobody within 5 feet in the NBA, that can't happen, D-Man.
I am so proud of your son and your family. And we detailed it a little bit while we had some trouble getting you on. But we went over it. National champion. How's it feel?
You know what? It is hard to put into words because that was probably his last game. You know, he may play professionally. I don't know that. And if he doesn't, it really doesn't matter. He might have that opportunity, Brady. Mm-hmm. But if that was his last game.
Oh, my God. Can you put it into words?
I really can't. I mean, because it started when he was four. I mean, Chad's lived this. I mean, I coached Brady since he was 4 years old. So to see it end that way, you just can't write a script. And you and I were texting during the game. I was happy you had his chance to see Brady play.
Yeah.
I mean, because if he's my son, and I try to tell people, he's a good player. And I say that as his coach, not as his dad. I mean, he's been a pretty good player for a long time. But to see him do it in a big moment when it matters the most, to see his intensity, he loves to win. He's never been on a losing team in his life from 4 years old to now, ever. And he's not the reason why, but he's part of the reason why, because he's so darn competitive.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about it. Is my wife was there, these families we've grown to love. I was at 52 of their 57 games this year in person.
Awesome.
So I had a personal investment. I flew to California every weekend from January 27th until now. I'm driving back from California right now. So I had a personal investment beyond my son. Like, these coaches, this team, these parents. So to see it in that way, when we had everything stacked against us, you win the winner's bracket, and then your reward is to play the number one ranked team in the nation. It's like 108-4 the last 2 years, and you have to beat them to get to the host team who gets a bye as a 9 seed. I mean, it was the most biased, baked-in advantage I've ever seen, and then you play in front of 4,500 people with 4,400 people rooting against you. So to win it in that environment, in that context, it was amazing. It really was. I mean, I covered Chad when they won national championship. And my son, he won a state basketball championship with Longmont his junior year. That was their first state title in 76 years. This is the first men's title for Westmont College in 51 years. So I told him, as time passes, you're going to really understand how much people identify you with this team. Not you personally, but with this team. It will forever define you as you go through life. That you were part of a team that something no one else ever did. No one ever accomplished this until your team.
So awesome.
Woo, that is deep stuff. What are his prospects for being drafted?
He's got a chance. I'll just say that. He's got a chance. He's got enough interest where he might. And if he doesn't, and he might sign as an undrafted free agent, or he might not. I mean, it's really at this point, he's either going to try to play pro ball or he's going to go work. He has a fifth year of eligibility, not at Westmont because they don't have grad school because he's already graduated. But it's really a give a shot. He's ready to give pro ball everything he has if that opportunity presents itself. And if it doesn't, and that was the end of the story, trust me, you're not going to hear a word from me. It's just that was how it was meant to be. I don't know. There's still chapters to write maybe. Mm-hmm. If there's not and that was the end, that was the dash 30, I can certainly live with that. Because that image of that team winning, and there's a picture I'm going to frame in my office of his competitiveness screaming after he scored a run. And yeah, you were watching it that time, because they were replaying it to an instant replay. And that picture will be in my office because that's how I know my son is just so competitive. And that picture personifies it. Like, we won, and this is that moment where I knew we were going to win. And I just love that about sports.
Oh, my God. So great.
Good stuff, man.
Well, we wish Brady the best, and congratulations to your family. And Dagan, your son's involved in the baseball world, too. It's an amazing journey you've been on, and you may be done throwing batting practice for the rest of your life, and that would be fine, too. So,
if I am, great. Thank you so much for following along the other night, D-Mac. I really appreciate it.
Well, I said on the air earlier, I felt vested into it because I was seeing things you couldn't. So I was telling Chad, I said, I'm sending Troy, like, screenshots. Is he safe? Is he out? I'm like, here, look at this.
Well, when he flied out and that guy made the catch, I thought he hit a home run. And you're like, how did you not see it? Well, he disappeared, like, into the wall where I was watching. I had no idea he had the ball. I thought it went over the fence.
Yeah.
And I see him, like, jogging forward. I'm like, holy crap, did he catch it?
Yeah.
I guess he did catch it. And I was sitting among literally 500 people behind me rooting for the other team and one other parent.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy, like an environment I've never been in. It was like being in a WWE arena and you're the heel. And everyone's waiting for you to say something so they could just wear you out. And you're just like, it was great. But having so many of his friends were watching and people texting me and to have your son like on ESPN, and like, oh, they're replaying it. It was so surreal given what I do for a living. that now, like, a team I actually know pretty well was, like, going through it. So it's been special. I really appreciate the support. I felt it when I was there, trust me, and it meant a lot.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you, Troy. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it. There you go. Troy Rank.